It's our property feature, and today we focus our attention on Cape Town and the goings-on in the property market in that area, with particular focus on the trends being seen in terms of what young first-time home buyers are looking for in a property. I'm joined on the line by Bryn Yannicker. He's the newly appointed CEO of Easy Real Estate. Thank you very much for joining us, Bryn. Congratulations on your new appointment. Just tell us about what trends you've been seeing in terms of what young first-time buyers are looking for in a property.
Nonte, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be talking to you today. I think an interesting thing, obviously, is to realize that a lot of first-time buyers are looking earlier on than they might otherwise have planned in their lives. Mm. And this they can do because of lower interest rates, generally. They're able to start moving into the property ladder quicker than they might otherwise have been able to do, if interest rates had been at their previous higher levels.
Yes. Now, you're very much focused in the Cape Town area. What areas in Cape Town are considered the places to buy? What sort of price ranges are we talking about? And what is it about them that seems to draw people?
So we sell, talking about price ranges, we sell houses and apartments at all price points. But we have a big focus on properties below 1.5 million and quite frankly, a lot of them at 1 million and 1.5 million. Mm. The reasons why, people are coming to these suburbs, and I'll get to some of the suburbs now, it really depends on why you're buying. You know, is it closer to schools? Is it closer to proximity to work than where you are right now? Mm. Or a desire for more space like a home office? The southeastern suburbs, places like Ottery, Wetton, Retreat, Plumstead are so popular. The western seaboard remains popular with first-time buyers and also people that are upgrading. And interestingly enough, we're also seeing quite a bit of interest in places like Esther Rivier and Kales Rivier, where there are some very, very good, some good and well-priced options there. I guess, the short answer is people are looking for all kinds of reasons, and that will drive the decision as to where they buy.
Yes. Touching on the upgrading you talked about, you know that people who already own a property are also just using the current situation of lower interest rates and so on to find a better address than where they currently live. Just tell us a bit more about that.
Yes, absolutely. So people are always wanting to upgrade their position in life if they can. Mm. And many people are moving to areas that for them have a higher perceived affluence. It would be a better school. It would be closer to transport routes. It would be a movement from somewhere like Ottery to Burghfleet, where you're closer to the office, you're closer to good schools, and you have more space. Perhaps a more established garden, something like that, which is desirable. There's quite a cascading effect in the market at the moment, Nompu. Lots of people are entering the market, for example, in a place like Mitchell's Plain, and people in Mitchell's Plain will then sell and move to a place like Ottery. Mm-hmm. And that cascading effect continues with the Ottery person now moving out, perhaps moving somewhere else, which is more desirable for their current lifestyle needs.
Yes. So you've characterized the property market as very much a buyer's market, but what pockets or areas are you seeing that is actually a seller's market in terms of many people going in there and bidding up the prices?
Yes, so we interestingly enough, this has been quite a feature of what's been happening in the market. I think you're quite correct. It is to a large extent still largely a buyer's market. We are, however, in areas like Grassy Park and Belhar, we have absolutely massive interest. We have competing offers. We'll list, and within days we'll have competing offers, and quite often we actually sell above asking price in these times. Hmm. We're seeing strong demand in places like Mitchell's Plain and Macassar. So while you're right, there are some areas, most areas, I guess, are still predominantly buyers' markets.
Yes.
But there are some strong pockets where sellers are almost calling the shots.
So you indicate that in 2021, you've doubled the number of units that you've been selling, indicating that the market is quite busy. But how sustainable do you think this will be for the balance of the year?
Well, speaking for Easy, one of the reasons why we've doubled our units is we continue to grow our agency force and we cover more areas. But what I can say is, in our business we measure absolutely everything, and buyer interest remains very, very strong. So our buyer leads are at record levels, and month after month we receive more inquiries from buyers for our properties across the board. So I think the sustainability is there. Mm. I think there might be a sort of an edge coming off the market, perhaps in certain areas and so on. But we're quite bullish still. Our buyer inquiries are strong, and our deal flow is strong, and we suspect it, we expect it to be sustainable, into the future.
Yeah. So as an executive who's not that long taken the new reins at EasyReal, what are your visions and plans for the company, especially because you do operate in a very competitive environment?
Yes, absolutely we do. Look, it's a very exciting time for me to be joining this business. Our business model has been quite disruptive, but it's becoming very well established amongst, sellers, buyers. And we obviously, we've established our relevance in the market, and we aim to consolidate that. Our vision for the future is to continue to deepen our presence in the Western Cape. I probably won't be too long before we move into other major metropolitan markets,
right,
like Gauteng and Durban. A very exciting time all around, and the business continues to go from strength to strength, and fortunately the market is good for us.
Yeah, and given the times that we're in and the impact of COVID, just in terms of the hybrid approach, how much of your business is going to be digital versus more hands-on?
So Nompa, we're a full service agency. So we are an agency in the traditional sense. We happen to have a very strong technological underpin. So our agents are still doing very much the same sort of show houses and open houses as anybody else might do. We just have a very strong sort of back office, if you like, which helps us to drive our performance across the business, and it frees up our agents to actually be on the ground with our sellers and buyers, and not tied up in the office, hunting for mandates or dealing with the administrative matters that go with selling the property.
Yeah.
That's where our technology comes in. So obviously COVID is a concern, and we're obviously fully COVID compliant with all of our activities. But I think that COVID has had a limited impact on our business.
Yeah. Look, tonight we're going to have a speech from the president. He's going to be telling us about how the country is going to deal with the current surge in COVID infections. Now, as an executive right now, what's your feeling about, agents going out and showing people? I know you're COVID compliant, but doesn't it create a bit more worry for you at this particular time in the current phase that we're in?
Yes, it is a concern. In fact, we have our management meeting every Tuesday, and it was a topic that was raised again today. We will continue to monitor the situation carefully, but I can tell you that we have had so far no resistance from either our sellers or our buyers. People understand the times that we're in, and so far,
yes,
there's been no pushback from sellers saying, well, you can't bring people to our houses, or and equally from our buyers, they're quite happy to come to our open houses and to meet with us and so on. And clearly, as the chief executive of the company, I'm very concerned about our staff, and we continue to monitor that situation and proceed accordingly. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yes,
so
it does.
So far there's been limited, as I said, pushback or any resistance at all from our sellers or our buyers.
That was Bryn Yanaka. He's the new CEO at Easy Real Estate.